Gillian Slovo, 11 years old, stands in her parents' bedroom in Johannesburg, watching her mother pack expensive silk underwear into a suitcase. It appears to be a normal suburban family moment. Yet, like the rest of her life, it isn't. Her mother is not packing for a vacation in this intimate moment. She is being hauled off to jail, where she will spend nearly 4 months in the terror of solitary confinement, even attempting suicide in a fit of disorientation and anguished self-doubt. Now 45, Slovo still remembers the awkward farewell under the eyes of a surly security policeman, as once again she watched a parent leave home, return date unknown. "My mother looked at me almost as if she didn't know who I was," she writes in her new book. "Finally, her eyes seemed to focus on me, and leaning closer, she gave me a few loving, reassuring words, topping them up with one last injunction. 'Look after Robin,' she said." And so Ruth First went off to jail for 117 days, and Gillian looked after her little sister Robin. No wonder that, as Slovo writes, "sometimes it was difficult to know which of the two of us was the mother and which the child." Gillian and Robin, and their oldest sister Sean, were born to two legendary figures in South Africa's political struggle. Ruth First and Joe Slovo were South Africa's premier white activist couple, middle-class Jews who broke the South African colour bar and risked their lives fighting the apartheid regime while partying until dawn. It was a strange, tense, difficult life for the family. With the security net tightening around the family during the early 60s, Slovo writes, "Secrecy drifted over every section of our lives. It reached such a pitch that my mother no longer made even the most innocent arrangements by telephone." Even in exile, both parents drifted in and out of the house on clandestine missions. Still, their daughters asked no questions. "I think there was a side of me that didn't want to know, or didn't want to ask," Slovo said. "It was part of the way we lived our lives that we didn't ask. The secrecy was necessary, because to reveal those secrets was to risk people's lives." Slovo recalls a moment when she watched her parents walking on the beach, their heads close together, not out of affection, but so that no one, not even their daughter, could hear about my father's secret work. She writes, "Is this what happens, I thought then, that the webs of secrecy enmesh all of life, shrouding not only the details of the military operations that my father had organised, but also the way we feel towards each other. I never found a way of asking her." In carrying out research for her book, Slovo found much more than she bargained for. She discovered that Joe had an illegitimate son, now 25, and that Ruth had had a long love affair while in hiding, when Joe was in exile and her small girls were mostly parentless at home. "I really believe quite strongly that if the history of the 20th century teaches us anything, it's the re-examination of our heroes," Slovo says, reached by phone at her London home. "I would never deny that my parents played an absolutely heroic role in the anti-apartheid struggle, but they were also human beings. And if we can't allow our heroes to be human beings, we're in serious trouble."